Video footage that was later obtained and went viral on social media show women screaming while being groped and molested during New Year's Eve celebrations in Bangalore. The mob of men who sexually harassed and assaulted the woman has numbed and shamed the country. The incident took place even though there was an excessive deployment of around 1,500 policemen on two popular thoroughfares. The events that unfolded on New Year's Eve add to the ugly history of violence against women in the country. Brinda Grover, a lawyer and women's rights activist, explains.
The sexual violence against women in this country, of all forms, whether it relates to sexual harassment, there has been complete impunity. What we are seeing today could only be the consequence of years of condoning and sanctioning sexual violence against women.
Teenagers and young women in big cities have been horrified by the spiraling rise of such crimes that has been taking place regularly. Many are taking precautions. Revati Iyer is a college-going student in Delhi, which has carried the dubious tag of being the rape capital of India.
Obviously, it's very scary and you have to be at your vigil. You're alert and you're more careful. So we'll go around in groups. My friends and I, we don't do anything different from our daily routine, because if you do change the way you live, if you don't go out, if you're in a constant state of fear, then you're in a way giving them power. So why do that?
Public outcry over the frequency of rape in India has been so vehement that the government enacted fast codes, passed stricter laws on sexual violence, including a 20-year prison sentence for rape, and in the event of the victim dies, the death penalty. This was after a notorious 2012 gang rape and murder of a Delhi student that put a spotlight on sexual violence, and which many thought would be the tipping point. Despite this, victims face barriers to reporting cases when they have been harassed, assaulted, or raped. Apart from police apathy, in many cases, victims often face social stigma if they go public. Rights activist Ranjana Kumari, who also heads the New Delhi-based Center for Social Research, says a lot needs to be done.
It looks like almost that all kinds of antisocial elements are at large and some kind of a failure of the state. This is what we are witnessing.
Ajay Kumar, a former police officer who has dealt with sexual crimes, says police reforms need to be expedited.
If you catch a person molesting a girl and convict him, you're actually preventing a future rapist. We need to make police reforms urgent, registration, FIR, technology, etc. Lot of judges and fast-track cases, and convict people very quickly and on scientific evidence.
Going by data from the National Crime Records Bureau, the road to justice is clearly long. In 2015, more than 300,000 crimes against women were reported, including more than 34,000 cases of rape. The 2015 Crime in India report reveals that the southern state of Karnataka is languishing nearly at the bottom when it comes to verdicts in cases of sexual harassment. Murali Krishnan, RFI, New Delhi.